Chasim Shehein Shavnei Bris, Lamute Mai, Ilamute Avikachav, Mikatanel Lakaman, Shasha Yisrael, Shasha Akumpater. The Gemara says Tana Vahadim Afarish. Taka the same thing as it's going to say later, Tana Vahadim Afarish. It says it, and later on it explains it. The same thing by Nechasim Ham Yuchadim. Lamute Mai, what is the Lush Nechasim Ham Yuchadim coming to exclude? I'm Rabbi Huda. Lamute Aim Zaim Sharche Hizik, Zaim Sharche Hizik. I don't know what the Chiddush is in this case. What's the Chiddush by Sharche Hizik, Sharche Hizik? Two people, each one says that the other one Shar did the Hizik. So it's a Safik. So we know the Dinat HaMasim HaChaveri, all of Araya. Not sure what the Chiddush is. It's a Klal and Shas, HaMasim HaChaveri, all of Araya. So what's the... What's exactly the chiddush here? I don't know. Maybe I can think of what the chiddush is, but shachri is in shachri. Yeah, let's say I have a shahr, you have a shahr. Not two shvarim went, and one of them was mazik. So is it a chiddush that were both potter? That's pashut. You came to chayv me, because I send them to you. You came to chayv you, send them to me. Right? If there are two Yosef and Shimon's in town, and you have a shtar, the Yosef and Shimon owes you money, so you can't go to either one. So what's the chiddush of Zay Meshachah Hizik, Zach Shay Meshachah Hizik? It's hard to understand. Now in the next Mishnah, in the Mishnah at the end of Amin Yech, where it says it, could be it's not a chiddush, but it's coming for the Sefer. The Sefer says, Chayu Shneim, Shalish Echad Shneim Chayav, it has an additional case. But this din itself, Zay Meshachah Hizik, Zay Meshachah Hizik, L'charetz Peshitta. I don't know why what the chiddush is. Of course, I might still have a raya. If you chavt, well, the Mishnah doesn't say what the din is. It doesn't say what it is. I assume it will be potter. It can't be coming for that chiddush because it doesn't tell you what the halach is in such a case. Yeah, it just says nechasam and nechadim. The Gemara says atari lakaman hayishtaim raitim achar echad zay meshachay is zay meshachay is shteim peturim. So Gemara says Tani v'hadim v'farish. So here also it says that our Mishnah learned it, and it's repeating it. What the chiddush is, I don't know. We'll go on to the next test. Masnisa Tani. Prat l'nichsei hefker. So here we have a chiddush. That nichsei hefker, that are mazik, don't have a chiyuv tashlum. That nichsei hefker are mazik, there's no chiyuv tashlum. Hechidami. Ilema de nogach tura di don l'tura de hefker. If our shahr was mazik, the shahr of hefker, daf pasha, who are you going to pay to? Not katavale. There's nobody being teveya that you should have to pay. Ela denagach tura de hefker latura didan. A hefker shahr is mazik, a yisrael shahr, lezel v'leisi. So let him go grab the shahr. Why do you have to go to the Torah for? It's a shahr shal hefker. And for the Gemara, b'shakadim v'zacha b'yacher. Oh, so here we have a very big chiddush. There's a shahr of hefker. The shahr of hefker is mazik my shahr. And a day later, Reuven grabbed the shahr shel hefker. He was kind of from hefker. I recognize that it's the same shahr that was mazik my shahr, and I have Eidim. We go to Bezdin. So Bezdin is going to take away the shahr from Reuven. The Havamim is that Bezdin will take away the shahr from Reuven and give the shahr to me. Because this is the shahr that was mazik. Kamash malan, nechasim ham yuchadim, lumutei, shel hefker. That's what it says in the Gemara. So we have two chidushim. First, that there's a havamina that you chayiv, that you have to pay the shahr. And the second, the kamash malan, that you're potter. Now, first of all, which one is apisvara? The havamina or the kamash malan? What would you say apisvara? The shahr shel hefker is mazik my shahr. And the next day, Reuven is kainet. Now I go to Dezden. Should Reuven have to give me the shahr? Apisvar chitzayin. Should there be a chiyuv tashlumin? Apisvar, what should be? Apisvar, Reuven should keep it. Why? Because we said, why does a mazik pay? We had two pshatim, right? The first year of the year. We have two pshatim. Why does a mazik pay? either because he failed in the Shmira, or because his mamon was mazik. And that's where we start off the year. That there are two pshatim on why you pay if your animal is mazik, either because he failed in the Shmira, or because your mama was mazik. In this case, Reuven shouldn't have to pay. He didn't fail in the Shmira. Because at the time it was mazik, he wasn't chayav in the Shmira, it was still shohefker. And it's not mamaya mazik, his mama was a mazik. So the Pashas HaSvara is that if a shor shohefker is mazik, no one's chayav. So this is where Reb Chaim comes in. Because the Svara is that no one should be chayav, the Svara Chitzayna is, why should anybody be chayav? It's a shor shohefker that's mazik. Shor shohefker is allowed to be mazik, didn't do anything wrong. Comes Reb Chaim with his chiddush that by shor hamazik, by tam hamazik, shor tam that's mazik, the chiyuv is on the shor. The shor has a chiyuv to pay begufay. The chiyuv is on the shor. Has nothing to do with the bailim. Our whole klar, if you pay because you weren't shomer or because mamani hamazik, that's all by shein and regel and by karen muid. But by Keren Tam, it's the chiyuv is akakafta the shar. It's the shar, the guf hashar. We say Tam pays magufe. The pshat is not that the owner pays the amount pegged to how much the guf is worth. No, pshat is that there's a chiyuv mitzad the shar. Mitzad the shar, there's a chiyuv tashlumin. And since mitzad the shar, there's a chiyuv tashlumin. So even if it's hefker. Even if it's hefker, there's a chiyuv tashlumin mitzad the shar itself. Mitzad the shar itself. So that's the reason that in svara it should be chayiv. So Mishnah is kamash belon yapater. Why? So it's funny, it's missing in the Gemara. Why taka yapater? The Rambam says, because shoreyeyu v'loy shel hefker. It's just like hegdish and goy is mamayit from shoreyeyu. Shoreyeyu is memayit goy and hegdish and it's memayit hefker. But the svara is that you be chayiv. The kamash malan is exeris hakosov that you're part. So this is Reb Chaim's yisoid that shor tam that's mazik is a chiyuv tashlumin on the guf habehema. And this in the stipler in the kisvekim of Yaakov is marich on this inyan. Part of it has to do with the next sugya. When we get to the next sugya, we'll speak of that again, where he plugs it into the next sugya. But as the Gedi aside, the stipler goes with this mahalach, that an animal, shartam, that's mazik, the chiyuv is on the shar. And he has two interesting questions on the aside. One, he says, l'fizeh, there's a halacha that when a shor kills, so the shor is a shor niskal, the shor itself gets misa. So there's a halacha that the mashmais of the Gemara, two places later in the Masechta, that the shor itself has to be brought into Bezdin. Since it's exeris hakasov, you can't paskin someone up to misa unless he's there. The baldin has to be in Bezdin. And since the shar in this gal is the baldover, you know, picture it, they bring the shar into Bezdin. Obviously the shar is not going to say any taina to the dayanim, because why doesn't the shar say a taina to the dayanim? Huh? He thinks he doesn't know how.
That's why we have tanina.
What?
That's why we have tanina.
That's why we have tanina for shar. Okay. Sach picha le'ilayim. Anyway, so the shar has to be in Bezdin. So the stipler says the way we're learning that every shar tam the psak is on the Bezdin, is on the shar, that the shar is a chiyuv to pay. You should need the shar in Bezdin by a shar tam also. Maybe the kasha that he I think he belongs to Tzarachim. You understand the kasha? Say the shah has to pay, so the shah should have to be in bed.
Still consider a tam even after he killed?
Sure, tam, yeah, until the third time. Yeah.
But we're killing the shah.
The Gemara later asks, how is it possible to have a Sharmua that killed if you kill him right away? So the Gemara has three or four Hechatimsis, or five Hechatimsis. But but I don't understand the Kasha so much, because by a Shar Nisgal, it has to be a Bezdin, because we're going to paskin up to Shar Tamisa. By a Shar Tam, we don't paskin that the Shar has to pay. The Shar doesn't take money out of its pocket and pay. Just that the Guf HaShar, instead of belonging to Reuven, now it's going to belong to Shimon. The Shar doesn't lose anything. The Shar doesn't care. Reuven owns him, Shimon owns him, Levi owns him. There's no Shinui to the Shar. When we say the Shar has to pay, it means that the Guf HaShar is Meshubit to the payment. But it's not Ki'ilu, the Shar is paying anything. Is that it?
Uh-huh.
What?
Why can't they turn it into that the Shar has to plow?
She has to plow. But why is the Shar care? Otherwise, we plow for him. Now I'll plow for him.
But what would you do? You have a plow and then you
kill it,
right?
No. By a Shar that kills, you just kill it. By a Shar Tam that didn't kill, that was Mazik. That's what we're talking now. Well, you don't really plow. What you do is you give the Shar, let's say it was Mazik $200 worth.
Yeah, but up to that value.
Well, no. We give the second owner the Guf HaShar. He gets ownership in the Shar. Let's say a shah is worth 500, he gets paid 100, so he owns a fifth of the shah. Now normally the Bailim will want to buy him out. That's why usually the shah tam, the Bailim pay. The Gemara always talks as if the Bailim pay. Because the Baal wants the whole shah. But that's a chiyuv, is a chiyuv mitzad the shah, you understand?
The moment I thought was the work of Behemoth, right? And we had a whole half moon of if it kills, can you work it before and then kill it?
There's a machlekes later, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says, Huchlat HaShar. That if my shar was mazik, someone, $100 worth, $100 of the shar becomes the property of the new owner, of the nizik. Except that I have a right to buy it and to purchase it back. But it really becomes partially his. So that... So this is the first thing, the stipler. He talks about whether the shah would be in Bezdin. He has another interesting kasha. If Reuven shah was mazik, it's a tam, and it was mazik. We pass in palga niska knasa. The chatzin nezek is a knas. It means really a shah that was never mazik. I didn't expect it to be mazik. It really should be pater. Torah said, I have to pay chatzin nezek palga niska knasa. What's the nafkamina if it's a knas or not? What's the main nafkamina if something's a knas? Maida b'knas, right? Maida b'knas potter. Who's might be? What's the case of maida b'knas? Who's maida? Who's maida? The owner of the shar, no? The shar can't be maida. Why can't the shar be maida? Because it can't be maida. There's no kayach hatayna for a shar. But who's maida b'knas? The owner of the shar is a maida b'knas, right? And then your potter. So, for the stipler, if we learn now that the chiyuv of a tam is not on the owner, it's on the shar. So, when the owner is a maida b'knas, what does that change anything? The chiyuv is on the shar, not on the owner. So, why does that change anything? Sounds like a funny kasha, no?
Huh? If you bring the shirt to bed and the bowel is noisy, then the shirt doesn't say anything, then it's the shikha kaito.
Shikha kaito on the shirt. Wow. So this title says the teretz. His teretz is that the owner is the apotropos of the shirt. So he tied his shirt. Strange thing. This title is learning mamish that it's a psak on the shirt. I mean, even though Reb Chaim used the lashon on the shirt, I would have understood it means. It's a shibud mamin from the shar, not that the shar is like a person that he becomes the baldin. But anyway, the stipler understands it with this mahalach, and the ikar raya that he brings and Reb Shimon brings is from a case where a gazlin steals a shar, and the shar is mazik while the gazlin has it. Now we know that the gazlin is nichnas utachas bailov. If that person steals a shar, even if he's a shaymer, we're going to have later, a raya, a shepherd, he's responsible for all of the hezek that happens. It's a Tosfos later, I think, on Nunvav, that says that if someone steals a shor, and the shor is mazik, and it's a shor, if it would be mazik with shein or regel, then the ganav has to pay, because he's like a shomer of the animal. He's nisnas utachas baimah. But if it's a shor kam, then you're teveya from the animal. So let's say the gazel stole an animal, it's a shor tam, and it's mazik. Then the gazel returns it, and then the nizik comes and takes it away from the nigzal. The gazel is potter. That's taka very sakarayim. Why is the gazel potter? He has a chiyuv tashlumin on the hezek. It's a raya that by shor tam, the gazlan, even though the gazlan had it and it was mazik, it's not the gazlan's chiyuv. It's the animal's chiyuv. This is the animal's chiyuv, so the gazlan is off the hook. Of all the rayas, that's the starks the raya, because even the raya from our Gemara is only a raya from the havamin of the Gemara. Why in the havamin is hefker chayim? A raya it's on the shore. Here, like Tosis, it's a raya from the maskonim. It's a raya from halacha. If a gazlan steals, if the animal's mazik, any other hezik, the gazlan pays. And pump by shatam, the gazlan's off the hook. He just has to quickly return the animal before it gets taken away from him. And return the animal, and then when the nizik comes and takes away the animal, the gazlan's potter. So that's a shtarka raya. The stipler brings a shach, Simon Tuf Gimel, who doesn't like this whole sheet of Taisvis, that the gazlan's off the hook. The shach asks, the shach doesn't learn Taisvis that way, but the shach is maigret, the marshal learn Taisvis that way, that others learn Taisvis that way. So from that shita, it's still a raya that the chiyuv is on the shor and not on the person. Now it's a very the shtickle Torah, the chiyuv is on the shor. You know, the stipler brings additional rayas. It's a very mechudish the kashita. It goes without saying to say the chiyuv is on the shor. But I was looking at the Gemara later in the end of Haminiach. It's almost Pashup Shat in the Gemara. The Mishnah there says, by the case of two animals, the Mishnah on Lamed Hei Amud Beis, where two animals ran after one animal to be mazik. And we don't know which animal did the hezik, so the two owners are potter. So it says there in the top line on Lamed Hei Amud Beis, Im hayu shneihem shel ish echad. If you have two animals that belong to the same owner, and one of the two killed another animal, shneim chayav. So we understand the owner is chayim amanashach, right? Because one of his animals was mazik. The Gemara Lamed Vav has a peladik aloshin. It's six lines in the end of the parak. It's on the Mishnah. Amalei Ravacha Sabala Ravashi Ibi Muadim. If this Mishnah is talking about a shor muad, chayavim. To shneim chayavim. Shneim chayavim? Chayiv gavra mi bayalei. There's one owner. One man owns two animals. If one man owns two animals, and one of the two is mazik, and we don't know which one, so the owner is chayiv. What's the lashon of shneihem chayavim? The lashon doesn't make sense. Just say the owner of the two is chayiv. But the Gemara says, ibi muadim, shneihem chayavim? Chayiv gavra mi bayalei. So Gemara says, "Elo loylam b'tamim." It's talking about shor tam. If it's talking about shor tam, what's the lashon shneim chayavim? That's funny. If it's talking about shor tam, what's the lashon shneim chayavim? One of the two animals was mazik. We don't know which one. Shneim chayavim. It says if it's a tam, the lashon is good. I don't know, if the way the stipler is learning, the way Reb Chaim is learning, it's very geshmak. Shneim chayavim, there's a chiyuv on both animals. They don't both pay. You pay once, but the chiyuv is on the two animals. It's the lashon shneim chayavim seems to guard the animals. And the Gemara says, ibe muadim, it shouldn't say shneim chayavim. It should say gavra chayiv. Chayiv gavra, by the way. So if it's a short time, you don't say chayiv gavra. You don't say chayiv gavra. The chiyuv is on the shneim. From the two animals together, you have to make one tashlum. the Lashon HaGemara is very much mashma like this Yisayid of Reb Chaim. Alright, so that's the Gemara's first pshat. Now we come to the Gemara's second pshat in the Mishnah. Ravina Amar Lemutei Nogach V'achakach Higdish Nogach V'achakach Hifkir. Okay, what's the case? I have an animal. The animal did damage. And before the Gemar Din, Rashi's Mashma, before the Hamadah B'din, Nogach V'achakach Higdish. I was Magdish before we got to Din Torah. Nogach V'achakach Hifkir. So I'm off the hook. What's the svara? Why should I be off the hook? The animal's mazik and I'm magdish the animal, or I'm afka the animal. Why should I be off the hook? So the Gemara brings gzeras hakasi. Taina mihachi. Yes, or alken amar of Yehuda. I feel nagaf achkachidish, nagaf achkachifkir potter. Shenemar vuhuad ba'ala vehemis ish. Now you have to know the end of the pasuk. Vehemis ish, ashar yisakel, v'gam ba'olav yumas. It says ba'olav in the beginning of the pasuk. V'huad ba'olav. It says ba'olav at the end of the pasuk. V'gam ba'olav yumas, which means the bailam pay kaifer. So we say, ad shetei misa v'amada b'din shavin ke'echad. That the misa and the amada b'din have to be with the same bailam. That's how Rashi learns. It's talking about Gemar Din. So we have here a new chiddush. The way Rashi is learning, the pasuk is telling us that the same owner has to own the shar when it's mazik, hamada b'din, Gemar Din. The same owner, all three steps. If the owner in between was mazik, was mafkir or magdishit. The Rashi brings from Rashi who had din if he sold it. I didn't see it in Rashi. I don't think Rashi says it b'feirish, right? The Lashon Rashi. The Rashi quotes Rashi who had din if he sells it before the Hamada B'din or before the Gemara Din. So I don't see the words in Rashi unless I missed something. I don't think I did. So I guess he just understands it from the lumdus of Rashi. Rashi's saying that we're learning here, Xeris HaKasuf, that you need, when an animal is mazik, you need the same owner from Megicha to Hamada B'din to Gemara Din. If you sell the animal in between, so now there's no, the Bezin's not going to pass him, Bezin's not going to do anything. You have the Hezik, the Hamada B'din, the Gemara Din, has to be the same owner, Xeris HaKasuf. I don't think there's any svara to it. Come up with a svara to it. Anybody could come up with a svara. Right? You need the same bailam all the way through. Now, before we talk about the lumdis, I have to tell you the rush on this Gemara. It says, Yeser Aken Omer Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds by Shara Niskal, this pasuk who the bailam is talking by Shara Niskal, right? Fahimis Ish. Ashar Yisakel. He's talking by. He's talking by Shara Niskal. The Chachamim argue with Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim say you don't need the same bialim straight through. It's a machlaikis. It's a little bit of a daichik. Why? What is Ravina gain with his pshat? He says it's on our Mishnah just like Rabbi Yehuda, not like the Chachamim. It's a little bit of a daichik. The Rosh says to Zetzelayin, Masnisa ki yichidoi, you might as well stay with the first pshat. What's Ravina doing? But the Rosh, no. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argue by Ashar Niskal if you need the same owner all the way through. That's only by Ashar Niskal. Masha'en came by a Mazik, Ashar that's Mazik, there's no Machlaikis. Everyone agrees. By Ashar Mazik, like Pligi, everyone agrees. You need the same owner. But Chilastin, Amadis, and Gemardin, that definitely applies to Ashar Mazik. By Ashar Niskal, there's a Machlaikis. Bashar Mazik, Kuli Alma is Maida. So this is the Chiddush of this Gemara. there are four shtarka kashas on this sugya. Four kashas, each of which, at least three out of the four, are very shtarka kashas that need a yishuv. The first kasha is in the Papula Charifta, Ois Mem, under the Rosh. He says that this Gemara is too much of a loophole. It's too much of a loophole. L'chaira, if you're smart, if you're sure as mazik, what do? You quickly go, and either you mafker your animal, or you sell it. Sell it doesn't even cost you anything. Now you have to chap, the man could even wait until right before Gemara Din, and he'll still be part. Let's say I have a $500 animal, I did $1,000 worth of damage. Right? I'm going to have to pay Minaliyah, Sharmud, or Shane, or Regal, or Rishis HaNizik. I'm going to have to pay a lot of money. I have to pay for my own money, right? Because but the Gemara here is saying that if I mafka the Shar before the Gemara Din, Zegzeres HaKosiv, you need the same violin, Achite Misa Hamad Bedin, and Gemara Din Shav Kecha. The Zegzeres HaKosiv, that if it doesn't have the same owner through the Gemara Din, then I'm off the hook. Imagine if there was such a law, if you get into a car accident. If you sell the car, then you don't have to pay. Nobody would ever have to pay. I mean, everybody, why would anybody pay? You wouldn't even have to have insurance. You know, before the Gemara Din, you sell the car, you sell the animal. And even if you hold like the Rajma, that doesn't apply to Mechira, only to Hefker, still. If I have a $500 animal and I see Bezin's going to paskin that I'm going to have to pay $1,000, I'd rather be mafka $500 animal than pay $1,000.
Can you be paying it like that?
Oh, so that, the Rajma says that if you take it right back, that's still Gemara Din b'chad b'aylin. I can take it back after the Gemara Din, if it's still around. But if I take it back, that's still chad b'aylin. But,
you don't care taking it back anyway.
What?
You don't gain by taking it back anyway. You suck all in.
I won't, by Sharon Niskel, I won't gain. But he's asking, like, a lot of people to Sharon Niskel. Is there any Shedet Mazik? Any Hezik?
Well, first
time
enough
to move,
by
time
slightly, you don't
gain anything. All right, by Mu'ud doesn't have to be that killed. It could be it was Mazik. Right, this Gezer is Hakosu. The Rosh says that by Skila, it's a Machlaikis review than the Rabbana. Agamar is talking not by Sharon Niskel, through Meshar HaMazik. So he's asking, by Sharon, how do you ever have a case that a Mu'ud pays Min Aliyah? The mood payment aliyah, you'd just be mafkarit and you're off the hook. Very stark a kasha. Second kasha, the Stipler asks, and Rav Steinman in Ayel Sashachar asks. Stipler brings it from B'Shem Achrayinim. Says others asking, why do you need Hamada B'Din by Yashar HaMazik? You don't need a Din Torah on Hezek. If Ruvain is Mazik Shimon, so Reuven pays Shimon. Now, of course, if Reuven tries to run away, then Shimon will be sending him a hazmana to a din tyre. But you can't make Xeris HaKosuv that you have to have Hamad B'din, Gemar Din, Ke'echot. You don't need Hamad B'din, you don't need a din tyre. If Reuven is Mazik Shimon, you have to have a din tyre. It happens today. People are Mazik someone else. And they work it out between them. There's no halacha that you have to have a din tyre. With the halacha. By Sharon Niskel, you have to have a din tyre. The pasuk is talking about Sharon Niskel. Sharon Niskal has to have a din tyre. Kaifer, you have to pay with a din tyre. Kaifer is a knas, it's a ma'aseh bezdin. But by a regular Shara Mazik, well, why a din tyre? Why do you have to have a din tyre? If one person's Mazik someone else, and my Shara is Mazik someone, so I settle with him. Two Yidden typically would settle. Now, you could have a case who's running away, you have to have a din tyre. But why Stoma say, oh, you're potter, because you're not the same owner by the Gemara Din? Well, why would I need the Gemara Din for? The third kasha that Rav Steinman is bothered by very much in the Ayel HaShachar, he says that there's no Svara. I'm calling it Gezeres HaKosuv. What he asks is that when my Shor is Mazik, I'm chayiv to pay right away. A knas, there's some who hold that a knas you're not chayiv till bezdin paskens. But mamin, this chayivus is right away. if I borrow money from you, I'm chayav to pay right away. If I'm Isaac, you have to pay right away. The chiyav mamon is immediate. So what's the svara that if pshas gemar din, I sell it before gemar din, it's mafkia a chiyav I already have? What's the svara? If you're telling me the chiyav never starts, because you have to be there with gemar din, okay. Chiyav doesn't start. But mamon is really a chiyav meikara. In Shemayim, there's a chiyuv on me immediately when my shor is masked. So why does it help for me to sell it later, or be mafker it later, or be magdish it later? What's helped us? Third kash. And the fourth kash is actually the Marsha's kash, the Maduri Basra. He asks, just like the Gemara said in the first Teretz, Ibe Hefker, Leizel V'Leisi, go grab the animal. So by Nogach V'Achakach Hifkir, why doesn't Gemara ask, Nogach V'Achakach Hifkir, Leizel V'Leisi? Let him go get the animal. Amish is coming to be Mamai, the case of Nogach V'Achakach Hifkir. So the Gemara say the same thing, Ibe Nogach V'Achakach Hifkir, Leizel V'Leisi, let him grab the animal. So these are the four kashas on the sugya. And I there are two mahalchim. I'll tell you what the Stipler brings, B'shem Nechsam Seifer, and then Rav Steinman's pshat. Each pshat is a chiddush in the Gemara. It's not Pasha pshat in the Gemara. But I don't have another mahalach. I have these two mahalchim. I didn't see in the Achrayim a third choice. So I'll tell you the two pshatim, and you'll pick from the two. Each one's a chiddush. I think the Chassam Sofer is the bigger chiddush. The Stipler, this is in the regular Kiddush Yakov, the Stipler brings from the Chassam Sofer, I think it's a tshuva, the tshuva to Rebbe Kiveger, we asked him some of these kashas, the tshuva kuf samachay. The Chassam Sofer learns, Ravina, that this Gemara is talking dafka about a shor tam. This Gemara is talking dafka about a shor tam. And it's talking about a shor tam that only pays Magufai. A Vaita, we'll go through Chaim's Mahalach, that's only the chiyuv of the shor. If the Gemara is talking about a shor tam, all four kashas fall off. Why? Let's go through the four kashas, one at a time. The first kasha was the Pupuli Chariftas kasha. Pupuli Charifta asked that if you could be mafka yeshar or sell yeshar, so nobody will ever pay. It'll just be mafka the shar. That's a kasha by Shar Muad. A Muad, I have to pay Minaliyah, I have to pay for my pocket. So I'd rather be mafka it than have to pay Minaliyah. Shar Tam, you only pay Magufay anyway. You only pay from the Guf HaShar. So I gain nothing by being mafka it. If it's something where I have to pay money out of my own pocket, so I gave by being mafker. But here, he's just going to take the shor. I don't gain by being mafker the shor. I gain nothing by being mafker. Like the Rajba that I could sell it. Well, I think, I don't know if mentions this, but I think, according to the way we're learning, you mean if I sell it, I'm off the hook, even though it's a chiv on the shar, but still xeris hakasav. So I still gain by selling it. So you're right. But l'chei, he won't, if it's xeris hakasav, achi yehei hamada bedin, gemar din, with the same owner as b'shas mehezik, so there's a technicality, l'chei, they'll get, or the shar gets off the hook. Is that what it says in the Stipler? You know what it says there? Yeah. He says that inside. That if he talks about selling it.
Yeah.
See, he says if you sell it.
I don't know if it's a Daphne Stipler.
That the Lekech will have to pay. Because it's on the Karkafta of the animal.
Israel is
I understand. The Rajah holds that there's no Ptura Machar. And he learns it to Rashi. There is a question of the coin to Rashi whether it'll help. I have to look at
the
Sefer.
Why? Rashi's going,
Rashi's
learning Rashi that Rashi's going even by mood.
Do you see that from Rashi? I didn't see it Rashi.
Rashi learning plus because there is a cause.
But that's all in the Kasha. If the Teretz, he still learns Rashi that way.
If Rashi only says cause, and if Rashi even has by mood.
Okay. Right. So then it's only like the Rashi.
The Rashi, the Gorbi Dan, he argues that it's not his life and his health, it's the whole part.
If he's
Mafkin,
it's Mafkin,
and his life and himself, it's still his part.
Who says that?
The Rashi says it in the Shulchan Aruch.
The Rashi says even his life himself,
it's not
like the Rashi.
Since it's the Shulchan Aruch said, his life himself is still high, it's not like that.
So the Rashi's here, maybe the Rashi's later in the Dalit. Rashi says, Ba'ad. Rashi's takamashma'ad, that if you break it. Alright, so this is all in the Rashi, but then this is all not in the Rashi. At any rate, the first kasha comes off because he has no incentive to be mafka the animal. The second kasha was, why do you need hamada b'din? Why do you need the Torah for? It's only only by knasas you need a din Torah. By mammon you don't need a din Torah. That's something by paganis k'knasa. So it's not a good that is a din Torah. Now Steinman's kasha, what's the svara you should have a p'tor? Also it's a knas, so then it's not so schwer. What's the svara you should have a p'tor? Not that great, but it's not so bad. The fourth kasha, let the Gemara say leis and v'leisi. Now that it's talking about a tam, now, Shver, the Gemara already said it in the previous Gemara, Leizel v'leisi, shekadam v'zachah v'yacher. See, here also, the Gemara didn't have to repeat it. If it's a different case, you could ask the Gemara should have to repeat it. If it's the same case, before we're talking about a time, now we're talking about a time, so the Gemara already answered the kasha. So all four kashas come off, like the Chasam Sofer. Problem is that nobody agrees with the Chasam Sofer. In the Shita Mukubetzes and the Meiri, it says Beferish, that the Gemara here is not talking about a town, it's talking about a Mu'ud. The Miches Chinuch says that not only is it talking about a Keren Mu'ud, it's even talking about Shein Regel as well. There was Shein Regel too. So Ibezai, it's talking not by a town. So some Seifus Teretz is the Das Yachid, apparently. And we need a pshat now. The second pshat is Yelos HaShachar. I'll do it the first thing on Sunday. His pshat, it's Geshmak pshat. It's also very bechidish, but at least it goes with the known mahalach. So I'll do that first thing on Sunday. But after that, I'd like to get into the Gemara Vayda. We have 4 weeks from now to Purim. I'd like to try. We have about 3 blot left to the parrot. To try to finish the 3 blot by Purim. And you know, they have a saying that every zman in the yeshivas ends with a fast day. Right? Every zman, right? The Elul zman ends with Yom Kippur. The summer zman ends, not Tavadas, but the other yeshivas ends with either Tisha B'Av or Shavasa B'Tavnis, depending which yeshiva you're in. And now with this zman, there's a machlaik, is if it ends with the Tainis B'Chayrim or Tainis Esther. You know, some Agar is Tainis Esther, some Tainis B'Chayrim, the Tainis B'Chayrim, but actually, I'd like to finish the perek by Tainus Esther. It's Hashem. That gives us 4 weeks, right? The Tainus Esther is Thursday. 4 weeks, the next 4 weeks. And it's Hashem, we should just get started on the next perek before Pesach so that we have a chance to do the perek over Pesach now. So that means you have to buckle down a little and move in the Gemaras. These Gemaras, they're all pretty, I think they're all Bava Kama Gemaras till the end. And hopefully you'll stay ahead of me, and hopefully it'll do something for your Asmada a little bit to have to keep on moving in the Gemara.